Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, you can take control of the show. This is the Wednesday night edition, and it's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And man, which
anything goes. Maybe it's a political issue. Maybe a rant you want to get off your chest. Something that you've just been wanting to talk about all day long, and nobody in your, none of your coworkers want to listen to you, and your family members certainly don't want to have anything to do with you. You can call in here, 800-259-9231, and we will listen to what you have to say. Of course, we're going to ask you questions and hold your feet to the fire and all that good stuff. It's not a free ride, but it's a free phone call. 1-800-259-9231. You can get interactive with us at freetalklive.com, where we got all kinds of good stuff, including the live streaming. We've got the broadband version of the show, the dial-up version of the show as well. It's all there for you at freetalklive.com, and of course, like everything at freetalklive.com, it's on the house. Totally free.
And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. So, for more information about the Free State Project, you ought to call 1-888-532-4604. Again, that's 1-888-532-4604. Or you can log on at freestateproject.org.
Now, we're actually going to have Jim Babka on the show tonight, and there's some technical issues that are going to prevent him from being here this segment. He's going to be coming in probably within the next 20 minutes, I would say. And in case you don't know, Downsize DC is one of our very good friends, I think, here on Free Talk Live. They're a great organization, downsizedc.org. The purpose is to allow individuals to very easily contact their representatives, their senators, about anything, about specific issues. I mean, Downsize DC selects issues that are very liberty-oriented, or they select issues that would defend liberty, for instance, when it's under attack, and they allow you to go to their website, sign up. It's, of course, totally free. And then once you sign up and you've got a little info account, at any point in the future when you need to go to their website to do some activism, you don't have to fill out any forms anymore. You just log in and they automatically fill in the forms for you as far as you sending your representatives messages. Because usually when you send a representative a message, you have to go in and fill out all your information over and over
again. And the thing is it sends your representative and your two senators a message just from your zip code. They figure all that out for you. Because I don't know about you, but I might have a little trouble figuring out which my representative is.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know.
Catherine Harris, right?
I think ours is Catherine Harris here in Tampa Bay. But
So is all I have to do is put in manwich at freetalklive.com, put in my password, and it brings up everything. And just like that, it's sent.
So Downsize DC always has
three of them.
Has some really great projects going on, so we'll talk to Jim Babka about that a little bit later on. But Jason is here. It is Jason Wednesdays, and so therefore we will start with you tonight, sir. Where are we going?
Let's talk about transit.
Okay.
Well, transit security officials from New York City, Los Angeles, Washington, D.C., so on, stress the importance of low-tech solutions for apprehended the terrorists, folks like that.
Low-tech solutions?
Low-tech solutions, like asking the public and transit workers to be on guard for suspicious behavior.
Hmm.
The most important technology that's out there right here today is the human element, said William Morange, head of security for New York's blah, blah, blah. And he operates on the city subways, buses, and computer trains. Well, New York subway and bus riders are being told to look out for passengers with clenched fists.
Clenched fists.
Sweating profusely or reek of cologne.
This sounds like most of the people I've seen on the subway.
Certainly does. Certainly does. But
isn't it July, by the way?
Yeah, that would probably cause people to sweat profusely.
Wait, they don't air condition the subways?
And not real. I don't think so.
Well,
it wasn't my experience.
I could imagine that even if it was air conditioned, if it's rush hour and there's people packed in there, it probably gets a little warm. Wouldn't you think?
It's cooler because it's underground.
Right.
Yeah.
But if you got 50 people in a car, then it's going to be heating up, right?
Yeah. And according to this, they're all potential terrorists.
Yes.
How's that sound? Well, it's very important that our customers and our employees are made fully aware of their surroundings. And that's something that falls on us.
Well, I think that's true. I think that the what they're pointing out might be a little different.
You know, there was a poster that somebody found. I think it was the Maryland Transit Authority that put this out. And actually, when they posted this poster on the internet, there was an uproar over whether or not it was even for real. And people, I think, are probably still debating that. But some people have claimed that it's actually legitimate. It actually has. It kind of has that communist style look to it. with the way they drew the artwork, and it looks like it's a picture of people who are riding the bus, the Maryland Transit or whatever. And it says, if you see any suspicious packages, call this number. And it's just kind of that same idea of, hey, you spot something out of the ordinary, spot something you find suspicious, go ahead and rat them out.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with telling on people.
Right, so that's kind of this, it's more this snitch society that we've got going on, and I can actually hear our board ops in the background. 800-259-9231. If you want to comment on the snitch society, I think, actually we had Paul call the show earlier this week. He said he happened to be by the Department of Homeland Security office in his town, and they apparently had bumper stickers and posters posted up that encouraged people, again, to rat out their neighbors for different things. Or for suspicious behavior, whatever that means. In this case, clenching your fists and sweating is suspicious enough behavior to get you investigated. I think it's out of control. I mean, it is amazing to me how far down this road we're willing to go in this country. And what's most amazing is Americans' response to it. Oh, it's about time. Boy, it's about time New York started randomly searching our bags.
And putting cameras every 10, 20 feet.
Well, sure. And Americans...
employing people to watch those cameras. That's the problem.
Right. Taxpayer dollars are paying for all this, of course. And none of it is doing anything to prevent terrorism. None of it. It's all just... it's all show. It's all symbolism. Ooh, look, we've got
and
extra
growing
cops.
The police state.
Yes. Well, of course, the main purpose is to get people used to intrusions into their privacy. I mean, you've got politicians saying things like... well, we have to strike the right balance between security and liberty. Well, yes, there's the Constitution, but it's important for us to strike the right balance. So let's just turn off the Fourth Amendment for the time being. We'll give it back to you.
Of course.
Just like they've given back the income tax,
which
was a temporary measure for World War One.
Yes, it's
income tax. Withholding was World War II.
Okay, yes. Okay. And, yeah, once the government passes a new program or modifies a program, it very rarely ever goes back and takes it out. I mean, if it's an expansion of government power, those people that are given the power, the bureaucrats or the elected officials, they hold on to that like it's their livelihood. And
it is
in
their
the
livelihood.
Bureaucrats' cases, it is. And so they fight for it. So if a government program that's bad, and in my mind they all are bad, if a government program that's bad and is failing comes up for review, who's Johnny on the spot to defend the program? The taxpayers?
Oh, no.
No, no. It's the bureaucrats that run the program. They got organized. They got their union, and they can't. You couldn't shut down Minnesota's government. You know, they had that government. Wasn't it Minnesota? Yeah.
Yeah.
They had that government shutdown that actually lasted for several weeks, and the economy didn't crumble in Minnesota, did it?
Amazing.
Were people dying in the streets because the rest stops weren't open?
That's right.
So now I think I just
mass hysteria.
Right. I think I just saw a few days ago that they finally refunded their full government in Minnesota. So people are just going right along with this. Oh, okay. So you want to search my bag? Sure thing, officer. I got nothing to hide. And it just keeps going, and they keep stepping. You know, they keep glomming on to more of your freedoms. And if you really think they're protecting you, you're going to wake up someday to discover that you're living in some sort of totalitarian police state, and you didn't even realize it was coming down on you. And it's going to happen. 1-800-259-9231.
Some would say it has.
Some would say it has. And I think depending on the part of the country that you live in, that's definitely the case. You know, New York City, the bigger the city, the more secure it has to be. And so, you know, they got more armed guards in the streets, etc. That doesn't make me feel safe, seeing men with machine guns and, you know, black cloaks and armor, body armor, etc. in the streets. Doesn't make me feel safe and secure at all. More coming back. Your calls. This is your show. 800-259-9231. Take control.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also, may be irritating to the skin. Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also, may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we're rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign? Thousands of members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project...
If you're concerned about keeping your cardiovascular system healthy but don't want to take prescription drugs, then take a look at HeartAndBodyExtract.com from Healthy Hearts Club. It's a 100% certified organic liquid extract. It provides your body with the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytochemicals it needs to heal and balance itself. By getting the nutrients it needs, your body can balance your blood pressure and your cholesterol levels on its own without prescription drugs, and you'll have more energy. What's more, your body can clean and clear your arteries on its own as long as it has the proper nutrients. Everybody understands the importance of keeping their arteries clear, but did you know that in 25% of the cases, the first symptom of blocked arteries is death? Don't take unnecessary risks. Keep your arteries healthy and clear by taking Heart and Body Extract. To get Heart and Body Extract, go to heartandbodyextract.com or call 1-866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Call now.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control toll-free 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Wednesday night edition. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. We do it six nights a week, Monday through Saturday from 8 until 10. So join us for every single moment. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got almost 700 members on our bulletin board system. It's our digital playground. There's over 28,000 posts for you to surf around through, all kinds of different topics, everything from fun stuff to downright serious. So go and get involved. It's free, of course, at freetalklive.com. So, gents, we have Jim Babka on the line from Downsize DC. Jim
Great.
Babka,
Excellent.
You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Jason in Manwich. Hello, Jim.
Hey, good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening.
Sorry for the delay. We wanted to have you on starting at 8 o'clock, so hopefully you can hang with us for a little bit, Jim.
Yes, I can.
Excellent. Well, Jim Babka, DownsizeDC.org. We kind of plugged what you do and what Downsize DC is all about during the first segment. So, that out of the way, let's talk about what it is you're doing right now.
Well, right now we're focused on CAFTA and the Patriot Act and a senator that doesn't want to hear from his constituents.
That's got to be the most interesting one that's hot, I think, at the moment. We're talking about Senator, how do you pronounce it, Bay?
Bay. Bay.
Bay.
Bay. Bay as in buy a car.
And where is he from?
He is from Indiana.
And what's his offense? What are we focusing on him for?
Well, the downsized DC system, as I'm sure you explained to your folks, allows people to come on and send messages. And the way it actually does it, we don't actually send emails. Our system actually goes and fills out the forms that are on their website.
Wow.
And what Evan Bay has done is blocked that. He has not just blocked it, but he sends a message back basically saying, I'm not going to accept your message if you send it this way. The only way that you can communicate with me is if you contact me directly through my page. He wants to cut out downsizedc.org. Now, people who are using downsizedc.org use it for convenience sake. They use it because the system remembers all of their contact information. They don't have to fill out every time that they come to the senator's page.
Right.
And it simultaneously contacts where applicable both senators and the representative and fills out the form simultaneously for them. And we provide a service also in giving them information about the issues so that they can write constructive notes to the senator.
Now, Jim, when I called in yesterday, I forgot to call in today, and I'm sorry, but I'll call in tomorrow. When I called in yesterday, I was, the phone was answered by some probably aide of some sort or another. His voice was just barely, deepened. He was like, hey, hello, can I help you? And so I gave him, he asked my name and the whole deal. And once we got to talking, I explained that, this might seem like spam to you, but it's not. It's like legitimate people. Every time it's sent by a legitimate constituent. And there, then he wanted to have he started the conversation. He's like, well, sir, there's plenty of ways to get a hold of Senator Bay. And I'm like, Senator Bay works for me. And I'd like to get a hold of him this way, if you don't mind.
And I think that's exactly the right argument. One of the things that they have been telling their people is that they were trying to avoid spam. And interestingly enough, if you go and you use their form, there are fewer safeguards to ensure to them that that they're actually getting a message from a constituent. We do things, for example, like help. We ask people to, and we give them assistance in doing this, to put all 9 digits from their zip code to help identify the representative district. That helps further ensure that they're actually from the same state. If there's a conflict in the system, usually that throws up a warning sign, and we tell people, something's not right here. And so we're actually asking additional questions. We also send a verification email to them when they register, so that nobody else is registering under their name or using their contact information. And
right.
So those are two steps that his page does not do.
So any old schmo can go to his page and punch in some fake info and send some email.
Well, I'll let you in on a secret. We're probably going to do this either tomorrow or Monday. We're not sure. We are probably going to actually instruct everybody to actually go to his web form and fill it out from all over the country with the simple message that said, you wouldn't have gotten this message if I'd have sent it through downsizedc.org.
Mm-hmm. I called 3 days in a row. I've called this senator's office, and yesterday, each time, I love to drop the fact that I host a talk show, like just to see if it makes them a little bit more nervous at all. And today, I called back to see if they actually had an answer, because I said, well, I just wanted to let you know we're going to have Jim Babka on tonight from Downsize DC on my show, and they again took my show information, the website freetalklive.com. And I said, well, I was hoping to have some good news to announce. I tried to spin it positively. Well, we were gonna be talking about this. I was hoping to have some good news to announce about you starting to listen to your constituents again. And she didn't have anything to tell me. But she tried kind of the standard excuses of, well, we're trying to block spam. And I said, well, do you consider Downsize DC to be spam? And I just kept asking her all these questions to where, basically, after a good 4 or 5 minutes on the phone with her, she couldn't really claim that she thought Downsize DC was spam. She came to the understanding that they were individuals, and I explained to her that they are individuals that are filling out these forms. It's just that Downsize DC makes it easier, and I also explained that Downsize DC is more secure than their own web form. So hopefully she passes on this information to somebody who's a decision maker, because we're just going to keep slamming these guys until they do something, right, Jim?
Yes, and we're looking to expand the fronts too. We're talking to another organization right now that is actually headquartered in Indiana about coming on board and helping to get the message out about this, and we may up the ante and start talking to Indiana media as soon as next week as well.
Now, they really can't stand against this all-out barrage on their phone system, can they?
No, if it keeps up. I mean, that's the key thing. We need people to continue to contact Senator By's office and say that they want the... And it's not just us. It's any organization that attempts to organize advocacy. It could be on the left. It could be Move On, or it could be
March. I've heard they've done it to the third parties, all the third-party websites.
Well, I wouldn't, any third-party website. When we say third-party, we mean like downsizedc.org, any organization
right.
that's attempting to convey this information. And, we're providing a service and trying to rally people to a specific cause. They have shut down the avenues of communication and made it very hard for people to communicate by mail. If you attempt to send something by mail thanks to the anthrax scare, you're looking at 2, usually 3 weeks for your letter to arrive.
Wow.
It's becoming increasingly difficult. And I think the point that Ian made, hey, look, you know, this is, or I'm sorry, maybe one of the others that you made, was that, hey, this is, it's up to me. I employ you. And I think that's the point that we have to continue to drive home to them. They're going to have to either submit to our will or they're going to keep hearing from us.
Yeah.
And Evan By is a potential presidential candidate. He's made trips to Iowa and New Hampshire, and so, you know, we can make that difficult, too, if we need to.
Now, have any of the fellows in our legislature had the polar opposite response to of Senator By? Welcomed it with open arms?
Oh, we have people who are hyper responsive in terms of getting messages out and writing letters back to their constituents and saying, "Got your message about thus and such, and here's my position on it."
Hmm.
We may not always like or agree with what they say, but they are very responsive. That tends to be more true of members of the House than of the Senate. The Senate's a bit more standoffish, and it may just be just the sheer volume of messages that they're getting.
Maybe.
But Evan By is not the problem here. Isn't that he's not responding to the messages. I mean, that's, if each office is going to set its own policy, and if they don't want to respond, that's their right. But to tell your citizens, basically, to flip them the bird and say, okay, I'm not really going to listen to you until you come in my gate, that's
right.
Purposely designed to put organizations like Downsize DC out of the game.
Sure.
I personally, I don't think I've ever written my senator or representative prior to signing up for Downsize DC. It makes it so easy for me with just the password and the email thing.
And let's face it, Downsize DC sends messages about issues that are pro-liberty and pro-freedom and in defense of liberty and freedom, and some of these senators just don't like that. And so we're going to talk about, you said, CAFTA, and what else is going on? We're going to talk about that.
The Patriot Act.
All right, that's all
and
on the way.
The bills.
Jim Babka from Downsize DC.org. If you got a question for him, 800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Americans are under a covert medical attack daily. These chemicals are affecting our brains and may well destroy our society. Shocking? Of course. But what you don't know can indeed kill you. Big business buries the truth and silences the majority. Forewarned is forearmed. Order your copy of the book Secret Assassins of Food by Dr. Ott, Ph.D. only through Mother Earth Minerals. This 150-plus page milestone gives you more for your money than any other piece of work on this subject. It should be mandatory in every university that teaches anything about improving your nutrition without all the potions and lotions that are sold to mask over all the problems most folks talk with resulting from the horrible things that are taught as being so good for us. Also, you will learn about the 3 foods to avoid at all costs by ordering the book Secret Assassins of Food only from Mother Earth Minerals, Inc. for only $16.95 plus shipping and handling by calling toll-free 866-989-9876. That's toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com today.
Yes, there is a choice, a real alternative, when it comes to news and information. The GCN Radio Network has become the world leader for those who want to know the truth. Visit GCNLive.com today and discover the amazing benefit of becoming a subscriber to the GCNLive.com Radio Club. By becoming a monthly subscriber, you gain access to higher quality audio streams of all of the compelling GCN broadcasts. A full archive of the shows are posted on a daily basis within 3 hours, so you can listen to what you want, when you want. Fast forward, rewind, pause, and at the same time, you are supporting a beacon of free speech. Visit GCNLive.com and become a member. It's so easy. There's a choice. There is an alternative, and it's called GCNLive.com. Visit GCNLive.com today. You can also get the entire month of your favorite show on MP3 CD that plays on computers and most CD and DVD players for only $19.95. Go to GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Imagine enjoying your own health spa in the comfort of your own home daily at a fraction of the cost. No more imagining. It's time to experience the relaxing and rejuvenating Total Health Spa by HTE. The Total Health Spa consists of two medical devices working together to promote increased circulation and oxygenation, help to support proper body function through detoxification, cell regeneration, stress reduction, and so much more. The Total Health Spa begins with the original and only Qi machine. The Qi machine, which is a FDA regulated as a Class 1 medical device, maximizes the movement of the body, which helps provide relief through increased oxygen levels, allowing a sense of extreme comfort and pleasure. Enhance your experience with the hot house. The hot house produces its unique effect through beneficial radiant far infrared rays. It makes you feel absolutely terrific, the most effective and affordable complete body treatment available today. Call now and experience the Total Health Spa for a 14-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Call now 1-877-300-0040.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, you can take control of the show. 800-259-9231, the Wednesday night edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. We got the archives there for you. The newly redesigned freetalklive.com. One of the big changes is the archives are now on the left side of the screen as opposed to the right side of the screen. So it'll throw you off the first time you look at it. And then you'll be fine. So go to freetalklive.com. Take advantage of our archives. In fact, you can go back even farther than 6 days. If you scroll past day number 6, you'll find a link to our friends at downloadradio.org, and they will take you to months' worth of the show, all of it for free, at freetalklive.com. So go check it out. We're talking to Jim Babka from downsizedc.org. Jim Babka, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich.
Hello.
Hey there.
Yes.
Now, Jim Babka, you are the head of DownsizedDC.org, which is our favorite lobbying group. What is the purpose of DownsizedDC.org?
We want to see exactly what our name suggests. We want small government. The Republican Party borrows and spends. The Democratic Party taxes and spends. We believe the problem is the spending. Mm. We want a government that is smaller in size, scope, power, and expense.
Excellent. And you allow people through your online lobbying system to actually contact their senators, their representatives, so easily. They go, they fill out a form one time, and then from that point on, all they have to do is log in, and it automatically fills in the senators and the representatives' forms on their respective websites. And actually, the Downsize DC users don't even see any of that happening. They just log in, they see one of the issues, like right now you're focusing on the Patriot Act, and they get to send a personalized message if they'd like, or they can just send the default message, and it's all customized for them when it actually goes through to the representatives.
I think the main part about it is how easy it is.
Yeah.
I mean, because Downsize DC sends me an email. They want me to, you know, say something about, say, read the bills. I just click on the link. It asks me what my email address is and my password, which, you know, it's the same one. And then is all I have to do is click send. Now, I could change the message slightly if I want to, and often I do. But that's how long it takes.
Yeah.
It doesn't take me 45 seconds out of my day, and I've sent 3 letters to each one of my representative, 1 representative and 2 senators.
So let's talk about some of the issues you've got right now. If you go to downsizedc.org, what are people going to see first and foremost?
Well, they're going to see things like Patriot Act and CAFTA going on right now.
Yep.
They're also going to see stuff on Kelo, the Kelo eminent domain decision.
Yeah.
But you know what we're really focusing on right now this week is Patriot Act and CAFTA. The Senate still has to consider the Patriot Act. The House has already approved it. Mm. And even as we're sitting here talking right now, the House is debating CAFTA, and we'll be taking a vote later tonight. So those are issues that we've been asking people to go and send messages on this week.
So you can go and you can sign up for downsizedc.org. You can very quickly send messages on those issues, encouraging your representatives and senators to vote against these anti-liberty bills and projects. And then most importantly, once you sign up for the first time, you're given the option to get on the Downsize DC email list, right, Jim?
Yeah, if you complete your registration and you pick a password so you can come back and do it again and again, you're automatically signed up for the Downsizer Dispatch. And that's where we let people know about the progress of whatever campaign we're presently working on and often how that campaign turned out, if there's a vote or so forth. And we keep you informed as to what we're doing and how we're growing and how we're progressing and getting our voice heard in Washington.
For people, I think pretty much everybody listening has heard of the Patriot Act at this point, but for people who don't know, what's this CAFTA thing all about?
Well, CAFTA is a Central American Free Trade Act, and it's designed to open up trade with six Central American countries, including the Dominican Republic. And right now, it's being sold as a free trade act.
What's wrong with free trade?
Yeah, everybody likes free trade.
Free trade is a wonderful thing. I love free trade. But, you know, I'm kind of reminded of the old, you know, how many whatever does it take to screw in a light bulb? I'm wondering how many bureaucrats it takes to actually have a free trade transaction, how many unaccountable tribunals it takes to have a free trade transaction, and how many pages, thousands of pages of regulation it takes to have a free trade transaction.
It would seem to me the answer to all three of those would be zero and zero and zero.
Right.
Doesn't this CAFTA thing have a lot to do with taking away my vitamin C?
Well, that's the angle that we have focused on. We focused on what they're going to do with supplements. And this is because there is in the treaty itself, in Section 6 of the treaty, there is a requirement to set up what's called Sanitary Phytosanitary Standards Board.
Hmm.
And the same parallel organization already exists in the World Trade Organization, and it states in there that they're to bring themselves into compliance with World Trade Standards. Well, World Trade Standards basically allow for, and these tribunals, this is the real problem, these tribunals, you can't appeal a decision. They want to set standards that are universal. In other words, the standard for every country that is involved in the pact has to be exactly the same. So they could reduce the potency of your supplements. They could place certain restrictions on it that drive up the cost.
Mm.
They can even make it so that you can only get it through a prescription.
But they will do these things.
Well, I think it's inevitable that they're going to do these things, because all that has to happen is another nation has to file a complaint, and then they rule in favor of that other nation, and then we have a choice at that point. Our Congress can either say, sorry, we're not going to do that, or yes, we will do it. Well, Congress always folds like a cheap suit in these situations, because
well,
they've always wanted
to come after our supplements.
Yes, and in 1994, there was probably one of the biggest grassroots initiatives in history to actually protect our supplements, and we enjoy a remarkable amount of freedom in this area. It's not anywhere near enough, obviously, but a remarkable amount in comparison to, like, Germany and Switzerland. And so
right, there's a lot of competition on the supplement market. I mean, gosh, go to your local grocery store, and there's an entire aisle dedicated to vitamins and minerals and that sort of thing. If these regulations go into effect, we're talking about putting companies out of business. We're talking about reducing competition severely.
And most importantly, we're talking about increased cost to you. Let me give you some comparisons. Acetyl L-carnitine in Switzerland is 76% more than here. And ginkgo is 79% more. CLA is 60% more. In Germany, lipoic acid is 26% more. CME is 71% more. That's what we'd be looking at down the road.
Absolutely. And so the easiest way to put a stop to this is to go to downsizedc.org and get yourself signed up. Send out some messages to your representatives. And
there's somebody calling to sign up now.
Yeah.
Now, Jim Babka, we're kind of nearing the end of the segment here, and let's let you plug what you do on the weekends, because you've been kind of busy here you actually do a radio show, don't you?
I do a radio show, and I've been filling in on another radio show, and we'll be doing so for at least one more weekend. I've been filling in on the Harry Brown Show.
How is Harry?
Wow.
Harry is doing better.
What happened? I don't even know what happened.
Well, he's going to be explaining that when he gets back, and I'm going to leave that for him to do. But he has been hospitalized, and so we're looking forward to him coming back. But I spoke with him earlier today, and he's doing very good. And then on Sundays, I host the Culture Repair Show that is also heard on the Genesis Communications Network. And it's a one-hour show in the afternoons. Thank you for letting me plug that.
So there you go. And I think culturerepair.com is your website for that.
It is.
Your personal show.
Now, you just premiered the downsizedc.com as opposed to the downsizedc.org website.
I'm so glad you asked about that.
I'm a little unclear on what's going on there.
You got about 30 seconds to tell us
about
it.
Well, the downsizedc.org has a partner organization, the Downsized DC Foundation, which has an educational function, and we want to demonstrate the reason that government needs to be made smaller for the benefit of human progress. The smaller government is, the faster we are able to enjoy all wonderful host of benefits provided to us by churches and charities and entrepreneurs and innovators.
So you actually highlight some of the good things that the market is doing, and you also, I think you're probably going to be highlighting some of the terrible things that government does to people as well,
right? Yeah, but more of the former. We want to give a very positive message for liberty.
Very good. Jim Babka from DownsizedDC.org. Get over to his site, sign up, and send some messages to your representatives. Thank you, as always, sir.
Thank you.
Have a great night. 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the show and bring up anything. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
The show is Free Talk Live, and you can take control toll-free 1-800-259-9231, Wednesday night edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich. Join us online, freetalklive.com. Check out the Shrine of Female Listeners. We've got dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their photograph. In fact, a number of them have sent us what we call validated pictures. And that means that they actually have a photo taken of themselves holding some sort of signage that shows that they listen to Free Talk Live. Usually the sign references Free Talk Live or Manwich or something like that.
Right.
And we just got like three or four new validated Shriners in there. We got one regular Shriner in there, and they're brand new. Go check them out, freetalklive.com. Man, which I've already got two more ready for this weekend. I think what I'm going to do is just do a Shrine update once a week because they're coming in so often. Mm. If I do it once a day, it's just, you know, it doesn't give them enough time on the front page, you know. So we got a couple new Shriners going up this weekend. It's all there at freetalklive.com. All right, let's go to the phones and to the fun. This is a show about your call, so let's talk to Jay in Canada. Jay, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich. Hello.
Yeah, hi. I just wanted to talk to you guys about some of the stuff that's going on in the world with these London bombings. And
sure.
I was wondering if you guys are aware about the drills going on 9/11, about flying planes into the building.
The drills?
That NORAD was doing.
Oh, yeah, yeah, we've heard
about
that.
You guys know about that. Well, do you know also that in London, on 7/7, whatever, they were doing drills about those exact same railways getting blown up?
Really?
Did you know about
that? Where did you hear
about that? Alex Jones, I have a little clip of it here about the guy that was running the drill saying...
No, I think I'd prefer not to have Alex Jones' show on ours.
Yeah.
it's not from his show. It's just it was some information of a BBC broadcast with this guy on it.
Oh, we'll take
your word for it. That's not Alex Ranton or nothing.
Right. Well, and, that, we'll skip that. We'll just take your word for it.
Well, anyways, they were doing drills on the exact railways on that morning. And the guy that was running the drills admitted it on national radio.
Couldn't it have just been a coincidence?
Yeah, well, that's what they asked him. They go, well, doesn't that seem like a coincidence? Don't you think the conspiracy theories might start rolling? And he's like, oh, well, what are you going to do? It was a coincidence on 9/11, too.
Yeah, what are
and
you going
to
do?
The other thing I wanted to say, one more point.
Yes, sir.
Is good people need to start running for liberal and conservative for the one reason that everyone thinks you have to vote one way or the other. And at the moment, only the people that, well, aside from Ron Paul, let's say.
Wait, are you saying that that good people should run as Republicans and Democrats?
Well, no, people that care about their country in the United States, and I'm from Canada.
Well, all of the politicians claim to care about the country.
Yeah, well, that's not true.
So how are we going to know the difference between Jay's
good people
that care
and not?
About? Yeah.
I don't know. I mean,
if they're called Republicans or Democrats, I'll stay home. Because I don't trust any of them.
Well, then the reason that is because every single one of them is a scumbag.
Here's another problem that you're going to run into. Now, I don't know if you've done much political activism, Jay, but when you're in the Republican or Democrat parties, there's usually some sort of picking of the candidates.
Well, that's why there's another important thing that everyone has to start by running for water commissioner, school board, and stuff, because those are the people that vote in the nominees for the higher up. For your local area, right? Mm-hmm. And then once you get a bunch of local guys that are up here, they're called MLAs, but down there, you know, I don't know what it is.
Well, what tends to happen is if you're a good person and you want to really make government smaller and you're trying to get into a race and there's another big government Republican, for instance, who's running against you, the big government Republican has all the connections, has all the, you know, they've got the good old boys network behind them, and there's just no way. There's just no way that you're going to get them. I mean, you're talking about 99-1 odds that you're not going to get into this race, that the big government Republican or the big government Democrat is going to get in instead of you. And
so what
so
are
it's
we
really,
going to do?
It's totally...
what is the average person going to do?
Well, I would suggest that the Libertarian option is really the only decent solution, and even then, I still question voting on a national level. I mean, I don't even know if that has any effect these days. I mean, it's. I think that what someone who loves freedom should do is go and check out the Free State Project, freestateproject.org, because really, that really seems like the only legitimate option to getting back to freedom in our lifetimes. Have you heard about that?
No, not yet, but I'll definitely check it out.
Yeah, there's over, actually we're over a third of the way now to our goal. The purpose, basically, Jay, is to get 20,000 people who love liberty, and this is from all over the world, 20,000 people who love liberty to all move into the same state together and be activists for liberty there. So therefore, we're not going to be spread out where there's, you know, 10 of us here and 10 of us over there and another 5 over there. We're going to concentrate our efforts where it's like the second move for freedom that this country's had in its history.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and so what do you think about one more point, just a thought that I've had before. What do you think if, say, our celebrities who are new money, which as far as I'm concerned, new money is better than old money any day.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
What if they run? Like, what if Brad Pitt's running for Wyoming's thing?
Well,
you think he'd have a chance or what?
Most celebrities are good at acting, but not good at politics. You know, there are certain exceptions to that rule, obviously.
Well, good at acting, I think, translates to good at contemporary politics.
Yeah. If they're good, they didn't just act like a politician.
There are some celebrities that I wouldn't mind seeing. I'd love to see Penn and Teller run for president in 2008, personally.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I think that's a little scary. I think if you went with...
What's wrong with Penn and Teller?
I don't know. I just don't know about one of their heads falling off during a speech being...
you kidding, man? That'd be the best-watched speech of all time, presidential history.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I just think that we've got to figure something out. Like, I'm up here in Canada,
right.
And the thing... Canadians have the same sort of laws that went into place as your Patriot Act and stuff.
Right.
Ours went in about 8 years ago, saying that Joe Blow can phone up and say, yeah, Billy's got a gun. The cops can come in without a warrant, kick down your door. If they find your prescription pills in the wrong bottle, they can arrest you for that.
Right.
Right. So basically, our civil liberties got kicked out the door a long time ago, except nobody in Canada knows about it.
Well, thank goodness.
I'm just waiting for our supposed terrorist attack to... and what do you think? How many people do you think actually believe that Osama bin Laden was the big bad culprit? And even if he was,
the vast majority of them. Most people do, and I got to say that I don't believe any of the stories about 9/11.
Well,
thanks for the call, man. Jay, we got a scram. Thank you, though. 1-800-259-9231. He is. 800-259-9231. This is your show, and you can take control. Bad cops. Got
bad
stories about them coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
People in Asia have enjoyed it for thousands of years. Gourmet Magazine calls it the world's most seductive fruit. It's the exotic mangosteen, heavenly delicious and packed with nutritional benefits. From the rainforest of Southeast Asia, the small, beautiful mangosteen earns its nickname Queen of Fruit, with a taste that is indescribably blissful and health benefits that are off the charts. Because Zango is made from the whole mangosteen fruit, it delivers a serious nutrient-packed punch. Loaded with xanthones, which are some of the most powerful antioxidants ever found, fighting hard to support microbiological balance, maintain immune system health, promote joint flexibility, and provide positive mental support, and so much more. Now you can experience the whole fruit goodness of the mangosteen with Zango, the original mangosteen functional health beverage. Order your Zango by calling now, 800-625-2890, or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's mangosteenmarket.com. Call now, 800-625-2890.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No Legislation Without Representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizedDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizedDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizedDC.org.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver disease since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decision. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the show toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Man Witch.
Wednesday night edition. Anything goes as always. Monday through Saturday, we're here from 8 until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. So join us for every moment. Join us online at freetalklive.com. You can go vote for us, actually, at two different places. We have monthly voting over at podcastalley.com. That's going to be, if you haven't voted this month, you can go and vote. But it's actually going to be resetting within a few days. So we'll announce that to you when it happens. But right now, we're actually pushing for votes over at podcastawards.com, where our listeners have nominated us.
Hooray.
For the best cultural political podcast in the world. We're one of four nominations, and so you can go in and cast your vote there at podcastawards.com. You just scroll down just a little bit. I think we're the third category on the left. Very simple process. It's just all you need is an email address, and you can vote. In fact, if you and your wife, for instance, both listen to the show, you can both vote as long as you have two different email addresses.
Yeah, it does an IP check.
Correct.
I guess the terminology is.
So you can go to podcastawards.com and vote for the show. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. We mentioned them a few moments ago. You can get more details about the Free State Project because it is your only chance for liberty in your lifetime at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or you can go to freestateproject.org. We got an email from James. You can email the show, FTL, at freetalklive.com. James writes about bad cops. He says, "Hey guys, I've been listening for a while now, and I love the show. I'm always intrigued by your bad cop stories, and I thought I'd share one of my own. I grew up in a small town in northern Colorado, where the number of cops employed by the town was, on average, about five officers. and my friends and I knew them well, as did the rest of the town. In fact, the cops in just about the whole town were on a first-name basis. Now, I could write an entire book on small-town police corruption, but for the sake of time, I'll tell just one story. One night, a few of us kids were just hanging around having a few drinks. I'll admit that we were underage, but hey, that's what kids do.
True.
Anyways, the cops showed up, and needless to say, most of us ran out the back door. But one girl got caught. The officer put her
in...
Yeah. The officer put her in handcuffs and placed her in the front seat of his car.
While he chased the girl a little harder than the rest of them.
I don't know. While he looked for anyone else who ran away. Finding none, he came back to the car and got in the front seat with the girl. The girl was crying and scared, of course, and the cop, knowing that her family was very religious and strict, therefore she shouldn't have been at the drinking party.
Well, I mean, of course she shouldn't.
He then told her how much trouble she was in and how mad her parents would be. He continued to tell her that there was no need for her to go to jail or for her parents to find out.
I told you, you can see this stuff coming.
If she just performed oral sex on him. Regretfully, she did. She was 15 years old at the time. She told a few of her friends, who in turn told their parents, who called the police and asked about this incident, but no formal charges were ever filed. The officer eventually was asked to retire after these and other allegations became too much for the small town, so basically, instead of being thrown in jail for his disgusting behavior, he was awarded early retirement.
Jeez.
This is just one example of such horrible police action, and I just thought that I'd share it to bring awareness to such things. Thanks for doing the show, guys, and keep up the good work from Jay. I wonder if it was I don't think it was the same Jay. I suppose it could have been 800-259-9231. And we've actually got another cop story and much more on the way. Hour number two, 1-800-259-9231. It's coming up. You can take control of the show, as always. That's why we call it Free Talk Live, so get interactive.